Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey family, it is Philip Suber and welcome back to our empowerment session for today. Whatever moment, whatever time that you are hearing this, I just want to thank you for joining in and giving me your ear to speak something of power, of substance that will propel you, that will give you momentum, that will give you healthy and right perspective about where you are or what you are approaching at this very moment in your life. And listen, don't be afraid to share it with someone else as well. You know, today is the beginning of a new year. It's the month of January. It's the year 2023. And, you know, oftentimes, culturally, we get excited about the new year. There's the talk and the conversations that are geared around the new disciplines and practices that we're going to implement in the fall, in the new year, the new goals that we're setting as relates, as we reflect on what we were able to accomplish and not accomplish on the previous year, and things that we would do differently. Maybe things we can do better, maybe things that we did not do because of we were fearful, or maybe we felt like the timing wasn't right. But this year, we've made up in our heart and our minds that I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to face this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish this. Whatever your this may be, I want to start this session today by applauding you for beginning to already embrace the possibilities of newness. Embrace the possibilities of what you are able to accomplish. Embrace the disciplines and the changing of mindsets and perspectives and dispositions that will empower you to make those changes, to accomplish the things that you have set in your heart to do. And I don't want you to be discouraged, but I want you to embrace these with the idea of that it is not just about the starting, but it is also more important, the consistency throughout this year that will get you to the finish line to say, I completed what I committed and purposed in my heart and my mind to do. So as you go forward with this year, consistency is the word. Consistency in the word is the word, rather. I want to take this session to highlight in the beginning of this year, like I said, everyone has their goals and their quote unquote New Year's resolutions. I've been hearing God speak to me specifically seasons, and I want to share this with you. Wherever you are, do you know the seasons of your life? Do you know what season that you're in currently in your life? Because everyone's not experiencing the same seasons at the same times in the same areas of life. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it never occurs, but for the most part, some of you may be in a season in your life where things are coming to an end and it's winding down, which is more of a winter season of your life. Even though we're in the beginning of a year, it's January and it's the year 2023 and people are celebrating new beginnings, while you may be embracing in some areas of your life the ending chapters of something. Or some of you may be in a season of your life where you're beginning to put your hands more specifically towards a certain goal and a task that you've already planted the seeds for in the previous months, the previous weeks. And so now you're more in the summer season where you begin to foster the growth and you begin to cultivate what's needed to see the growth so that in the next season you can benefit from the harvest. What am I saying? I'm saying that it's important for you to know the season that you're in, and don't let your understanding of seasons be based off the culture or the holidays in which we celebrate. But know where you are in your life. Now, this is powerful because oftentimes when we don't know the season of life that we're in, we make decisions that are not in agreement with the season that we're in. We entertain things that go against the season that we're in. If you need scripture for this, Ecclesiastes 3 is a very familiar passage of scripture that many know. And it simply says this: to everything, there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. And notice that the scripture points out first that to everything there is a season. Season speaks of an appointed time that's typically defined by the position that the earth is towards the sun. And wherever you are on the earth, your season is depicted by the position of where you are on the earth as it relates to the sun. Because in one part of the earth it is winter, in one part of the earth it is summer, in one part of the earth it is autumn, in one part of the earth it is spring. It's relative based on your positioning with the sun. And each of those seasons requires something different. I took notes because I wanted to be mindful or conscious about where I am and what season I am. And oftentimes, each season has its distinct characteristics that sets it apart from others. For instance, the summer speaks of growth. It speaks of hard work. When you think of spring, you think of planting, new beginnings, hope, new ventures, new challenges, and new opportunities. When you think of the winter, you think of the ending of seasons or the ending of situations. You think about winding down, the retreat, closure. You think about rest and restoration and reflection in the winter seasons of our life. Every season has its distinctive purpose and its distinctive characteristics. And I believe that it's important for us to know the seasons of our lives. And I pray that I'm articulating this in a way where you can really grasp it and make this personal for yourself and apply it to your life and begin to see, where am I at this very moment in life? Seasons are important for us to know and to discern, because without that perspective, we'll make decisions, like I said earlier, that are not in alignment with the timing that we're in. And so seasons are appointed times, and they come with purpose. And I want you to know that sometimes we minimize the things that are temporary, right? And seasons are temporary. But it's important for us to understand the significance of the season that we're in, because how we steward that season, how we respond in that season to its requirements, it oftentimes depicts the success or the lack of success in the next season. For instance, if we're not planting, if we're not making sure that the ground is cultivated for the seeds that we're planting in the spring, then the harshness of the summer can take away the bountifulness of the harvest in the autumn season. When we harvest all that we have sown in the spring and cultivated and worked towards the growth and development of in the summer, and then when the fall comes, we have nothing to offer that would help us live in a comfortable position as it relates to the winter. Every season correlates with the other, and it's important for us to understand the seasons that we're in. Why? Because what is required of you in this season is going to help you in the next season. I'll say that again. What's required of you in this current season is going to benefit you in the next season. So the seasons, they correlate with one another, and although they are temporary, they are still important. In other words, sometimes we look at situations, we say, oh, that'll pass, and we don't give it the due diligence. We don't give it the priority that it deserves. We don't give it the time and the attention that it deserves because we deem it to be temporary. Oh, this season of my life, it'll pass, so I really won't worry about those things. No, I want to encourage you to understand the season that you're in and to focus in on that season, to find out what is this season requiring of me. Even though this requirement is temporary, this requirement is only for an appointed time, it's only for a set time. But hear me and hear me clearly when I say that oftentimes our seasons repeat without our progression because we ignore the requirements and even the acknowledgement that we're in a specific season. So I know we're starting the new year, and I would say as we start this new year, start not by the external things that the culture is talking about. No, I want you to start this year by understanding who you are and where you are in your life. What is this season of my life requiring from me? It's important because when you understand the season that you're in, it will help you make the right decisions. It will give you or help you to cultivate and foster the right perspectives. It will help you to identify the distractions that will work against your success in that season. Understanding the season that you're in will help you to make the goals that are necessary for that season. I'll say that again. Knowing the current season will help you foster the right perspectives, identify distractions, set the correct goals, and make wise decisions. I'll say it again. Knowing the current season will help foster the right perspectives, identify distractions, set the correct goals, and make wise decisions. In my mind, as I was thinking about this that I wanted to present in this session, you know, I thought about John chapter 11 when Jesus gets word of Lazarus being sick at that moment, and his sisters, Lazarus' sisters, send him word, and Jesus's response was different and often brings about a contradiction or brings about a tension from our expectations of what we think a deeming, loving, or a loving God, and the way that we would expect this loving God to respond, because the Bible refers to Lazarus as the one that Jesus loves. And instead of immediately coming to his rescue, Jesus delays his coming. And this is found in John chapter 11, verse 4 through 7. And I'm going to pull this up just so that we can have the context, because I realize that you may be listening to me as you're driving, you may be at work, and you might not be able to access the scriptures, so I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to read this, and if you're taking notes and if you are able to go along with me, go along with me on this. This is John chapter 11, and I'm going to read verses 4 through 7 because I want you to see that Jesus understood, as we would say now, he understood the assignment. He understood the assignment. And the assignment wasn't what was communicated to me. Because what was communicated to me was, hey, Lazarus is sick and we need you to come and we need you to heal him from this sickness. But Jesus understood something greater than what they were requesting. The Bible says that when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Verse 5 says, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved all three of them. But verse 6, he gives a response that is different from what we would expect. When he heard that, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where it was. And then verse 7, after that, said he to his disciples, after these 2 days, he knows what's going on, and he gets the sense of urgency in their message of how they want him to respond, but he still delays his coming by 2 days because he understands that this sickness is not going to end in death, which seems contradictory because Lazarus does die, but he's resurrected from the grave. It says that there's a bigger picture in mind. I understand the assignment that is for me. I understand the season and the timing that I'm in. And it requires for me to not respond to the situation that's been presented to me in the way that is expected of me to respond. I'm not responding based off your fear of what might happen. I'm responding based on my understanding of the season and the time that I'm in. And verse 7 says, then after that, he said to his disciples, let's go into Judea again. What? He's not even talking about going to see Lazarus. He's talking about going elsewhere. And then he begins in his dialogue in verse 9, to begin to teach them. And he says, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Now, I'm kind of going off of my notes, or veering away from my notes, because this is real time. I believe that when you look at Jesus, I'm hearing this so clearly, that this is about walking in the light. This is about walking in clarity. This is about walking in the understanding and responding differently from what other situations may be thinking or other people may be expecting you to respond. No, this is bigger than that. Your life is bigger than people's expectations on the cultural expectations of what your response should be. Right now, it is important for you to take on the seasonal perspective and understand the season that you're in, so that your response is not dictated to fear, it's not dictated by panic and anxiety, but it is dictated by a crystal clear understanding of what season you're in and what that season is requiring of you. Jesus understood that there was something bigger in this situation that is going to be revealed. And what is going to be revealed is, you've known me as a healer, but I'm destined to reveal myself as a resurrector, as a life giver. Before my death, burial, and resurrection, I want to demonstrate to you, through this situation, the power of resurrection. And this is a passage that I love to explore and to study, and it's one that I've loved to teach from and even preach from, because for me, it means that there is a requirement of some things actually having to pass. In this instance, Lazarus had to die in order for him to be resurrected. But through this death, it brought about a different perspective of Jesus, his timing, and his response that we get to see. And I want to tell you that there is a greater response that is being required of you in the season, above what you have expected and seen and others have expected of you. Why? Because now, as you approach this year, you're going to look at life differently. You're going to look at your situations, and you're going to ask, you're going to do the research, you're going to do the inner work to understand, what is the season that I'm in? And listen to this. I mentioned this, and I'm going to highlight this, and then I'm going to pivot. What defines the seasons? Your angle as it relates to the sun. The revelation of that is, where are you as it relates to your walk or your relationship with God himself? What is God doing in this season? What he's doing with you may not be the exact same thing that he's doing with someone else, because they may be positioned a little bit differently as it relates to their relationship with him. But where are you? That's the focus. Where are you? I know it's a new year and everyone's saying, I want to lose weight. But is that the focus for you right now? Is it the losing of the weight, or is it the choices that we make? Is it the depression that we respond to by eating unnecessarily? Is that what this season is teaching you? Is that what is being required of you in this season, in a season where you find yourself dealing with triggers and you immediately want to respond differently? But if you look at the season and understand, no, in this season of your life, God is requiring you to look at why you are triggered by these things and deal with the root issues underneath the typical responses that you've been accustomed to. This is going a little bit deeper than what my notes have been, but I just want you to take a moment, do the inner work, and understand what season you are in your life. Why? Because when you understand what season that you're in, you can take on the right perspective for that season. Why? Because the next season is going to require you to respond to situations differently, and it's going to require of you to not be triggered. But if we excuse the triggers of the current season and never deal with them, then these same triggers will be the things that will be our distractions, that will be our blockers of the next season, of the blessings, of the opportunities that are coming in your spring season. I hope this is coming across clear, and I hope this is making sense. And I use John chapter 11 just to illustrate that what this season is requiring for you may be different from other people's expectations of you. I'll say that again. What this season may be requiring from you may be different from other people's expectations of you. You may be the person that's always the life of the party, but in this season, you may be required to step away from the party and begin to focus on some things that are going to help cultivate the maturity level of you. The way that you identify yourself, the way that you affirm yourself, the way that you see yourself. What season are you in? What season are you in? I think for this session, I want to park right there. I think those are some really good nuggets to rest upon and to think upon, that this season that you're in is not specifically designed by January 1st, but it's really a reflection of where you are in your life with God. Where are you as it relates to your emotional well-being? Where are you in the psychology of your thinking? Where are you in the efforts to live a full and healthy life? Where are you relationally? It's important for us to understand you may be in a season of healing, but yet trying to operate as if you are. What is this season requiring from you? We're going to go a little bit deeper into this, but I want to park right there. And I want you to take a moment this week, today, and to give yourself some time to pull away from all that would keep you from being able to hone in on this thought and begin to reflect on it and its applicability to your life and where you are, and just begin to define, begin to think about it. Because one thing, and I'll leave it on this, is that I realized in just considering what I'm offering to you, even on a deeper level, is that there have been plenty of times in my life where I did not know the season that I was in. And because I did not understand and I did not acknowledge the season that I was in, I made decisions that prolonged the season. I made decisions that caused me to have to repeat the seasons. I made decisions that were not in alignment with where I should have been, are the decisions that I should have made. And then when that season rolled back around, I found myself in the same place, the same mindset, the same mentality. And it wasn't until I began to do the inner work that I began to recognize the season that I was in and what that season was and now is requiring of me. Hey, let me encourage you to do this and also to share this with someone that you know who would benefit from this. Yeah. Because I think it's necessary. People say new year, new me. They characterize it by the marking of the time. But I want to tell you that if you don't understand the appointed time, the set aside time, the season that you're in, it won't be a new you. It'll be the same you at a different time. All right. We'll talk later. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't. And also, if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now, listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now, you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.